Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Tehillah Worship, and this is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and I'm so glad you have joined me. Where his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise, I pray that you are preparing to partake of the precious, the glorious, the splendid nectar of the presence of an almighty God. So if you're new to Tehillah Worship, I invite you to find a comfortable place in your home, in your car. You may be driving. You may be at work, on your way to work. But you did not want to miss a Tehillah Worship moment. So make yourself comfortable. Get your Bibles. Get the notes from the sermon on today if you went to church. Or find a passage of scripture that you love or one that you may never have read before. And you want to find out what the Lord is saying to you on this evening, saying to you for this week, for this month, the month of August that is about to start. And so that's what this is about. Take some time to meditate on his word. Take some time to pray to God. Take some time to intercede for a loved one, for a friend, for an enemy, someone in need. take some time and have a Tehillah worship moment. While the music, the instrumental music is playing, spend some time in His presence. We're going into our moment in our time of meditation. This is Tehillah worship. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart. The word of the Lord. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. This is Tehillah worship. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. This is Tehillah Worship. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehillah Worship. I pray that you have enjoyed the music on this evening and you took advantage of this time of meditation and intercession and just spent some time in God's presence. I want to give a brief word, a word of encouragement, more of a challenge, if you will. And it comes from the passage of scripture that I read at 8:30, which was found in Philippians, the first chapter. I read for you verses 24 through 29. And I will just read starting at verse 27 again. It says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. That ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake." And so I want to give this word as a kind of a word of encouragement, but also as a challenge and a charge to each and every one of you. As I read this earlier today, I really felt like it was for leaders. But, you know, I will share this for any and everybody. So your charge is a 4-point charge. First one is, let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Basically, I want to charge and challenge each and every one of you to have a conversation or a lifestyle that is the gospel, that speaks to the gospel. Live the gospel. Live the Bible out loud. Live the good news of Jesus Christ. Live the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Live the resurrection of your own self, the death of your own self to sin. Buried with Christ through baptism and rising, resurrected again with him into brand new life. Let him live through you and know that men, when they see you, they are seeing Christ live through you. So let your conversation be the gospel of Christ, the fact that he lived, his ministry, his life, his words, his truth, his miracles, his revelation, his leadership. Let it all just live in you. So let your conversation be the gospel of Christ. That's charge number one. The second charge: stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And I want to take this one in parts and pieces. It's funny because my wife and I, we were listening to a radio program the other day, and I told her that that'll preach what it was talking about. And here goes. I have something that I can use right quick, and I want to tell this quick. It was a very long but a very good story, but I want to try to tell this as quick as possible. Basically, it was talking about a forest, probably a rainforest. I'm not exactly sure what kind of forest it was, but it was some trees, and I think it was a rainforest, given the kind of trees that it talked about. And basically, it was saying that, but botanists researched and forestry scientists researched and found that the system of trees in this particular rainforest and in zoos and in other areas displayed a very, very unique characteristic. And basically, in a system that I'll use the word beneath, but it was not physically beneath, but in a system beneath the root system, they discovered that the trees were connected. The trees were intermingled by a fungus, a fungi. And it was through this process of connection that was not in the roots, but in another level of connection, nutrients could be passed, oxygen could be passed, food could be passed, and even stimuli and information, communication was taking place, and stimuli could be passed through this lower level system in this tree, in these trees, in this rainforest and things of that nature. And I wish, and I believe the Apostle Paul is saying the same thing. I wish that we in the body of Christ could stand fast and have one mind in the same spirit, where there is a communication taking place on the spirit level that we are all getting. Shouldn't there are no private interpretations of revelation. There's nothing that one man can know that other men cannot know, that we all cannot know in the spirit as it relates to the word of God and the voice and the breath of God. And so it is my desire, and I believe it is the same thing for the Apostle Paul, though he probably would have said it another way and not the way that I'm saying it, but that there is on a spiritual level a synchronicity, a unity where we are have a togetherness. And then it says striving together for the faith of the gospel. And so I believe that it is in this togetherness then that we strive together, we work together, we live out together, we stand together, we labor together for the faith of the gospel, that the faith of the gospel is heard, that the faith of the gospel is ministered, that the faith of the gospel is communicated, that the faith of the gospel is received by man. And so that is your second challenge, that is your second charge, to stand in one spirit, stand with one mind, stand fast with the body of Christ, those within your community, those in the global community, stand together in prayer, stand together in fasting, stand together in ministry support, so that the faith of the gospel can be communicated globally. Third charge says, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. Now, I love this verse. I love this verse. I love the way he words it. I love the way it is written in the King James, even for those that don't like the King James. I love you. I hope you love me too. But I love how he says it. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Basically, it's just saying, no fear. Have no fear. And that is your charge. Have no fear. Your adversaries will do whatever they want. Don't be afraid, and in nothing be terrified, and in nothing be terrified by your adversaries. Don't be afraid of any of your enemies, spiritual or physical. Don't be afraid of them. And this is the reason why you should not be afraid of them, because the fact that you have an adversary indicates then the direction in which you are pointing, the path in which you are taking. Because for them to be adversarial, scripture says, it is evident that they are sons of perdition, that they are sinful. But for you, it is a token that you are saved and in the body of Christ. So don't be afraid of your adversaries. They just remind you who you are. They are just to remind you that you are a child of the King, that you are a son or a daughter of an eternal and an almighty God. They are not stronger than you. No need to be afraid. They don't dictate or determine your life, your destiny. Have no fear. They can't even say something that you can't speak against and turn it all around for your good and for God's glory. So don't be terrified, and in nothing be terrified by your adversaries. They are weak. They are impotent. They have no power. They have no strength, and they don't have the spirit of the living God. And your fourth charge on this evening, verse 29, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. And I believe that for some it is harder to believe, and for others it is harder to suffer for his sake. And so I'm just going to put those two together. And I want to encourage you, believe on him and suffer for his sake. And in fact, since you have picked up the second charge, which is to stand in one spirit and have one mind with those that are in the kingdom, I pray that you believe for some others, even as some others will suffer for you. I took a sip of water to let that marinate in you right quick. I believe that you can. You have some of you. Some of you all just have that gift of faith, and other people have the gift to suffer, have an anointing to suffer, have an anointing to endure hardness as a good soldier. And as you link up and yoke up with individuals in the kingdom, your brothers and your sisters in Christ, maybe you can believe for someone else, and maybe someone can encourage you and be your strength, and maybe even suffer for you until you can stand and suffer on your own, and you can believe for someone until they can believe and stand and believe on their own. We can't do this together by ourselves. We have to do this together. But I encourage you, I charge you to believe on him, believe on his words, believe on the message and the lessons that he left for us, that he spoke to us in his letter of love. We call the Word of God, the Bible. Believe on it. And believe on the fact that even if you're suffering, you are suffering for his sake. You are suffering for Christ. And so I encourage you with these words. I pray that you are enjoying Tehillah worship. Let us get back to some music.
And I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for, can according to the power that worketh in on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
Don't give up on
to give up. Has anybody ever wanted to throw in the towel? Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when He won't give up on you. He's able. If you know He's able tonight, give Him a praise. If you know He's able. Everybody say,
oh! Amen. He is able. He is able. He is able. So, with that, we've come to the end of another episode of To Healer Worship, and it has been my pleasure to be your host again. So I want to just send you off with this song. Heard this song in my spirit today, and I wanted to just share it with you. So know that God loves you, that Jesus thought that you were worth dying for, and I pray that the word that you received, that you heard on this evening, will strengthen you, that you may strengthen others throughout this week. God bless you. Thank you for joining me, and have a blessed week.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life.
you thought I was gonna die.